This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's my favorite time of week, my conversation with KYW medical editor Dr. Brian McDonough. Remember, if you have a question for Dr. Brian, you can always email him at askdrbrian@kywnewsradio.com. But an interesting thing happened because, like myself, Dr. Brian is never really off duty, not even when he's shopping. And one of our listeners came up in the store and they approached you, Brian, and they asked a question. What was the question and what was your response?
The question was actually a good one. In one of your reports, I heard you say that stress can lead to heart disease and cancer. And they just said it doesn't make sense. I mean, I can see stress giving me a headache. I can see stress causing lots of blood pressure going up. But like cancer, you know, what's going on? And it's an easy one once you understand the concept, but it's a tough concept. And I explained it, you know, while we were chatting. I said, you know how there's inflammation when, you know, something irritates you on your skin or something, you might get some redness, and we call this inflammation. Well, when you get inflammation in the body, it helps fight things, but it also, as a protective mechanism, can do negative things too. And when you have inflammation, and a lot of inflammation, it can lead to heart disease, it can lead to cancer, it can lead to all sorts of problems in your body. And I used the example of COVID. And I said, when COVID came, you notice how a lot of people had all these wild and vague symptoms? Well, what COVID did, what that virus did was it increased inflammation and it increased the ability of the body to attack itself. And it was a nasty virus in the sense that it went to the weak points of people. So if somebody had bad joints, their joints started hurting. If they had bad lungs, they had issues with the respiratory system. Things we didn't even know we had were brought out by the inflammation caused by this virus. Well, in the long term, if you have stress, stress raises cortisol levels. Cortisol levels cause a cascade in the body that increases inflammation. And that's why it happens. It takes a long time. But the good news about it, I said, is do what you can to reduce stress, and that will help you.
You know, I think we underestimate the toll that stress takes on us in our daily lives. If you think about all that cortisol and what it does to your heart muscle and what it does to your brain, and also it can be responsible for weight gain because you go into fight or flight mode, it's really something to be taken seriously.
You're so right, Michelle. If you think about why we have fight or flight, I mean, it goes way back to when a saber-toothed tiger could be attacking us and, you know, run, you know, or even when your body's attacked, it would reduce the amount of bleeding you have. Everything was built to survive in the wild. And now we don't have the wild. We have stress and we have things and we build all this energy and this stress and cortisol and there's nowhere to release it. That's why when I tell people, one of the best ways to reduce stress is actually to get out and exercise. If you have an exercise program, people find it helps burn things out. I mean, there's artificial ways, and sometimes we need medications and things, but I'm telling you, exercise can really help. And one other thing, just one final point on the COVID analogy. My worry with COVID is what we're going to see is the worst of it is going to be 10, 20, 30 years from now, and we'll probably never link it to COVID. But a lot of the stress and anxiety that people are facing right now still exists from coming through that. You know, the working at home, the stress at work, the financial issues, losing family members, all those things led to stress. And that stress can take a toll on us long term. So what I'm trying to tell people when I meet them like I do casually is start working on the stress now. Do what you can to reduce it because it doesn't have to happen. It only happens if you don't fight that stress and try to reduce the stress and anxiety.
Thank you, Dr. Brian.
Sure.